Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today is Thursday, August 14th, 2025. We're really digging into some conflicting signals shaping the U.S. right now. Everything from the economy to some big shifts in federal power and even critical changes in immigration policy. Mm-hmm. Our goal, like always, is to cut through the noise, pull out the key insights, and help you understand the why behind the headlines, what's really impacting you. Okay, so let's jump into the economy, because the data right now, it shows this real tug of war. We just got the producer price index, the PPI, you know, wholesale inflation. It surged 0.9% in July. That's the biggest jump in 3 years. Seems like tariffs are really hitting business costs.
Yeah, that's a big number.
But then the consumer price index, CPI, it held steady at 2.7%. And core inflation was mostly services, not goods.
That difference is, well, it's pretty stark. Mm-hmm. And it puts the Federal Reserve in a really difficult position.
So, well, on one side, you've got pressure coming from the White House to cut interest rates. Mm-hmm. But that big PPI jump, that's often a sign of things to come. It signals future inflation because businesses are paying more now. They'll probably pass those costs on to you, the consumer, down the line. It's a real tightrope for the Fed.
Right. A tightrope. So how's Wall Street taking all this? This mixed picture, especially with government policy seeming to play such a direct role now.
Well, Wall Street definitely reacted. That stock market rally, it sort of stalled out after the hot PPI report. You saw it in the Dow, the NASDAQ.
Yeah.
And it really shows how policy hits companies directly. Look at Intel shares jumped, 7.4%? Just on reports the government might take a stake. Mm. But then Tapestry they own. This stock just plummeted nearly 16%. Wow. And expected $160 million hit from tariffs.
Wow.
So it shows this two-tier market idea. It's not just about business fundamentals anymore. It's really sensitive to political moves.
So investors basically need to be political analysts now, too. That's a shift. And this theme, you know, shifting power, administrative influence, it's not just the economy. We're seeing it play out in government itself, testing federal versus local lines. Let's talk about the D.C. police situation.
That's right. The administration started this 30-day federal takeover of the D.C. police force. The justification is cracking down on crime, and there are hints it might be extended.
Okay.
It creates, well, obvious confusion in the chain of command. And it's a major test of federal versus local control. What's also interesting is the role of D.C.'s mayor, Muriel Bowser. She's a Democrat, but she's kind of walking this fine line, working with the administration despite opposition from her national party.
Providing some bipartisan cover, essentially.
That's exactly. And it raises a big question. If crime can be the reason here, what does that mean for other cities? Could it erode home rule elsewhere?
That's a really important point about precedent. And this idea, administrative shifts with big consequences. It's hitting immigration policy hard, too, with very direct human impacts. Starting tomorrow, August 15th, USCIS is changing how it calculates kids' ages under the Child Status Protection Act, CSPA.
Yes, this is critical. They're switching to using the final action dates chart. What that means, practically, because of huge green card backlogs, is that the date used to lock in a child's age might be much older than when the family actually applied.
Okay.
So thousands of kids, especially children of high-skilled visa holders and Indian families, are disproportionately affected here. Like 62% of the employment backlog, they'll turn 21 on paper, basically. They age out.
And face deportation or family separation.
Exactly. Forced departure or separation. It's a stark example of what some people call shadow policy.
Shadow policy.
Yeah, basically changing legal immigration levels through these kinds of administrative tweaks, not through new laws passed by Congress.
Is there another side to it? An argument? These are just needed adjustments.
Well, some might argue it streamlines things, perhaps. But the clear outcome for many families is that fewer members qualify. It tightens legal immigration without a big public debate. And it fits with other proposals, too, like ending the H-1B lottery and giving visas based on the highest salary offers, shifting from a broader talent pool to, well, earning potential.
Okay, let's just pause for a second and think historically, because today, August 14th, has seen some defining moments. Back in 1935, FDR signed the Social Security Act, huge piece of the U.S. social safety net.
Right.
And then, 1945, same date, President Truman announced Japan's surrender, ending World War II, solidified the U.S. as a global power.
Two massive moments defining the government's role both at home and on the world stage. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. As you think about everything we've touched on, the economy, federal reach, immigration shifts,
How do these current debates echo those big historical moments? What does it mean for America's power, its social contract, when so much seems to be shifting through administrative action rather than, you know, big legislation like Social Security or decisions like ending a world war? Something to consider.
Definitely something to consider. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.